Bentornati, welcome back, benvenuti, welcome. Welcome to the 18th chapter or the 18th lesson from www.freeitalianschool.com. Also, don't forget to check out my other website, www.italian-link.com. And today's lesson is lesson number 18, la lezione numero 18, to know people and facts. And there's two verbs here that we will be going over. It's conoscere, to know or to be acquainted with, used more so when you are knowing people and places, as opposed to sapere, means to know facts. Sapere followed by an infinitive means to know how. So anyways, we will go over the two verbs. I will conjugate them, and I will use the person, even though first, second, third person, even though it's not necessary in Italian, but I will use them just to make it easier for you guys. And I'm going to be going down, so I'll be going over the first, second, third. Don't like how this is set up. I'm going to be changing this in the next edition, but I'll be going down on the left side, and then I'll go in over to the next column, the second column, and then the third and the fourth for the verb sapere. So, to conjugate the verb conoscere, io conosco, tu conosci, lei or lui conosce, noi conosciamo, voi conoscete, e loro conoscono. Notice the endings on there. Depending on what it ends in, the SC can take the form of a sh sound, or it can also take the sound of like a sk sound, like io conosco, when it ends in an O, or conosci, or conosce, depending on if it's an I or an E. They'll all sound a little bit different. Going on to the next verb, sapere, io so, tu sai, lui or lei sa, noi sappiamo, voi sapete, loro sanno. Those are the conjugation of the two verbs conoscere, to know, and sapere, to know facts. That is our 18th lesson for today. Come back next time when we will be going over the formation of plural nouns. That will be the lesson number 19. Hope you all have a great day. Ciao.